Spirit Headland, the Saturday Sports Show. Last week, we spoke to Ebony Antonio in the lead-up to the very first game of AFL women's competition for the Fremantle Dockers when they travelled over to play the Western Bulldogs at Victoria University's Witten Oval. Today, ahead of their game two, their first home game against the Brisbane Lions. They're the Lady Lions, if you like, the Lionesses. Sabrina Frederick-Traub coming back to WA to terrorise the locals. The game is tomorrow. I'm going to talk to Demi Oakley, who plays up in the forward pocket. Demi, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you, David?
I'm well, thanks, Demi. Hey, you've got a home game, so hopefully all the hype from last week and with the massive crowds can be replicated here in WA tomorrow afternoon. It's a 4:40 bounce down. Fremantle Oval's the place to be. How are you looking forward to a home game?
Yeah, very, very excited for it. Hoping for the same amount of fans and supporters at the match. So we are hoping for the max capacity, which is 10,000.
Wouldn't it be great if they were swinging from the rafters and even hanging off the wall to the old Fremantle Jail and just shouting their support?
Yeah, it would be good.
It would be awesome, wouldn't it? All right, so let's get down to tin tacks. Last week, they travelled away. I mean, we're not going to use travel as an excuse because we do it all the time, but first time for you guys. But let's face it, we can't be using it as an excuse because Brisbane flew to Melbourne last week. They played there. They've now got to come over to Perth, so they're travelling 2 weeks in a row. So let's not use travel. We need to work on breaking that losing cycle of one in a row and make it one win in a row this week. Where can you beat the Lions?
Yeah, like it was pretty disappointing last week, but it's come down to basics really. So just working on fumbles and knowing each other's weaknesses and capabilities and just making sure we hit targets. So we're focused for round two now and hopefully we can come out with a better result. Looking forward to it.
I'm assuming that Michelle has put you through your paces this week and made sure the ball use is better this week.
Yes, yeah, we have been doing a lot of quick touch work and with pressure on us as well, which we didn't really like last week. So hopefully it's worked and we can show it this Sunday.
It's a big step up from Clubland, from playing for AFL or WAWFL for Peel Thunderbirds to playing AFLW, isn't it?
Yeah, big difference, and especially all the supporters as well. I think that's a big part of it, and having that many people watching you. It's an awesome feeling.
All righty. Now, you were taken very late in the draft, but you're always confident that you're going to get a contract to play in the first ever women's competition?
I wouldn't say I was 100% sure, but I have felt like I've worked hard for my spot and, yeah, I was super stoked to be selected.
Alrighty. Now, a small forward who likes getting in and under is the description I got from my sources down in Perth. Would that be an accurate description of Demi Oakley?
Yeah, I'm called the Ballantine at the club. So
I was wondering if you're going to get Ballas tag. You have, yeah?
Yeah, I have.
All right, can we let you loose on the midfield rather than keep you up in the forward line then?
Yeah, I love running through the midfield, so hopefully you get a few rotations.
All right.
There as well.
Do me a favour. Last week we spoke to Ebony Antonio. We pumped her up and just sent her away and she came back with a suspension. I don't want that happening to you, all right?
Yeah, hopefully not.
I don't want to get a reputation with Michelle saying I'm the one that's getting you guys rubbed out.
No.
All right. Go well tomorrow afternoon, Demi. First game at home, the Fremantle Dockers taking on the Brisbane Lions. Good on you. Thanks for joining us on the Saturday Sports Show.
Thanks very much, David.